online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Cairns at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Higmott.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after trying to get on a ferry at Dover. The 23-year-old's being held after a man was found shot dead in a car in Birmingham yesterday. A woman was also detained at the Kent port overnight. She's being held on suspicion of assisting an offender.
KM FM News.
A woman who threw sulfuric acid over a former partner has been sentenced to at least 12 years in jail. Annie's got the details for KM FM.
Belina Wallace attacked Mark Van Dongen at her flat in Bristol in 2015. She left him with such severe injuries he went to a euthanasia clinic in Belgium to end his life. Last week, the 49-year-old was cleared of his murder but found guilty of throwing a corrosive substance with intent. Jailing her, the judge told Wallace what she did was pure evil.
Travel passes for young people in Kent are now going to cost £10 more. You'll have to pay £290 a year for your child to get on buses to and from school, as well as using them in the evenings during the holidays and at weekends. Transport bosses say the price rise is because of an increase in fares. The Home Secretary has told police officers he wants to make sure they have the resources they need to do their job. Sajid Javid has been addressing the Police Federation conference, where his predecessors have received hostile receptions in the past. He told them he understands the difficulties they face because his brother's a chief superintendent.
He's been hospitalised by being assaulted on duty more times than I care to remember. I remember him missing Christmas once for having his jaw dislocated. I've seen the impact that the job has on family life.
Marks and Spencer's shares have risen despite a big fall in profits. The retailer made £67 million in the last year, down by 62%. Utility companies are being urged to reduce leaks amid fears we could be facing serious water shortages here in the southeast by 2050. The Environment Agency says it's because of climate change and growing populations. We're all being encouraged to use less as part of a new 25-year plan.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's due in court next month after power tools were stolen and a dog reported missing from a truck in Edenbridge. A window said to have been smashed while the vehicle was parked in Crouch House Road in March. The dog was later found safe and well. There are calls for all of us in Kent to learn sign language in a bid to help deaf people feel less lonely. A county councillor has revealed how he was taught it by someone he sat opposite while commuting to London in his 20s and reckons the rest of us should learn too. Karen Clifford is from Vision Communications in Gillingham and says it can be hugely beneficial for kids too.
Some children are really shy at speaking, and I find that once they learn sign language, they can sort of hide behind their hands and really communicate with people. You know, children are great. If they meet somebody deaf, they're the first ones now. There's no barrier. They just go up and start signing.
Two Kent police officers who managed to lift up an overturned vehicle and rescue a woman trapped inside have been honoured at an awards ceremony. Sergeant Michael Newman and Temporary Sergeant Christopher Ward were the first on the scene of a crash in Maidstone last December and held the vehicle up so they could pull her to safety. She's since made a full recovery. And new smart traffic lights are going to be trialled in Britain, which could reduce congestion and pollution. They tell drivers what speed to travel at when approaching, so they're on green when they arrive.
Sport
with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Arsenal have appointed Unai Emery as their new head coach. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Jack.
The former Paris Saint-Germain and Valencia boss replaces Arsene Wenger, whose 22 years in charge finished at the end of the season. Emery says he's excited to be given the responsibility to start an important new chapter in Arsenal's history. He left PSG earlier this month after winning a domestic treble with the French club. Staying with football, and it's understood Wayne Rooney will arrive in Washington tomorrow for talks ahead of a possible move to DC United. The Everton forwards believed to be heading to the US capital to meet with representatives from the MLS club. No transfer fee has been agreed between the two teams. And England's Ruben Loftus-Cheek says it would be stupid to rule them out of winning the World Cup this summer. Captain Harry Kane's also talked up the chances of Gareth Southgate's young squad being successful in Russia.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.